This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله Brothers and sisters in Islam, can you hear me? No? Brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. An issue that creates a lot of fitna in our Muslim communities, especially in America, which is the issue of deciding the beginning of the month of Ramadan and the end of the month. With the introduction of calculations, there is a great deal of confusion whether this practice is a sunnah or not. And if you are a Muslim who lives in a community where they follow the calculations, al-hisabat al-falakiyya yani, and you don't believe that this is the right way to decide the beginning and the end of Ramadan, what should you do? And what is the view of the religion regarding calculation? And if you're going to go with moon sighting, are you required to sight the moon wherever you are, or can you follow another location who actually sighted the moon? وحدة المطالع أو اختلاف المطالع. These are the issues, inshallah, I thought we should just focus on it today, بإذن الله تعالى. Hopefully we'll be able to cover it, inshallah. The first point that we want to address today, that from the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, we find out that he was always so keen in making sure that the month of Sha'ban is complete before the new moon, which would decide fasting, is sighted. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith that is recorded by Imam Abu Abdullah al-Naysaburi, al-Hakim, وأولسو في سنن الإمام الترمذي حديث أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said أحصو هلال شعبان Make sure that you're close to accuracy once it comes to the هلال of شعبان because this is the month that comes right before Ramadan. وفي سنن أبي داود ومسند الإمام أحمد رحم الله الجميع عائشة رضي الله عنها says كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتحفظ من شعبان ما لا يتحفظ من غيره ثم يصوم لرؤية رمضان فإن غم عليه عد 30 يوما ثم صام. Aisha says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be so accurate once it comes to completing, whether completing or not completing the month of Sha'ban. I'm assuming that you know what the process is, right? As an average Muslim, you should know that on the 29th night of each lunar month, the practice that you go and you look for the new moon. And if you see the new moon, that means this month is 29 days. Then the next day is not the 30th of the month, rather it is the beginning of the next month. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the 29th of Sha'ban, that's what Aisha is saying, he used to be so keen to achieve accuracy once it comes to sighting the moon for Ramadan. She says this, مَا لَا يَتَحَفَّظُ مِنْ غَيْرِهِ. He would not do this with another month. He would not do this with another month. ثُمَّ يَصُومُ لِرُؤْيَةِ رَمَضَانِ. And if he sees the crescent, then he will fast. طيب, فَإِنْ غُمَّ. What happens if he is unable to see the new moon? Because there is a cloud, there is dirt in the air, smoke. Then he would do this. عَدَّ ثَلَاثِينَ. He was unable to see the moon. Not because the moon is not there, because of things that stopped him or hindered him from seeing the moon. Then he would complete the month 30 days, and then the following day will be the beginning of Ramadan. طيب, we come to the crucial question, and alhamdulillah, we're blessed here in this community that we do not have a big controversy regarding this issue. I mean, we have other issues that we have controversies about, but but this particular one, alhamdulillah, we don't have an issue. But I just want you to be aware that the East Coast is crazy once it comes to this issue. I'll never forget this day, and that is when I really sensed the danger of this issue in a community. Of course, some of the brothers who would follow ISNA, that is the organization which condones calculation. So half of the community decided to fast with the calculation. But the rest, they do not believe in that. They believe that the moon must be sighted. So it happened that they ended up mismatching. And they ended up mismatching once they broke the fast too. So imagine this. The people who fasted one day ahead of the other group, after Salatul Fajr, by all the sudden, the Imam said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Then immediately, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah. وهذه سنة, but the day of Fitr. But half of the people, because they are what? They are fasting. وإحنا نعلم أن عيد الفطر يوم. The day of Fitr is what? هو يوم. Then the following day after Fajr, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. The other half started saying, Allahu Akbar. That's their Eid. One community. Here's the interesting part. I mean, this could happen, possible. But here's the interesting part. As the other group is saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The other part. تخيل انت في يوم العيد. I mean, this is terrible. I seen this wallahi with my own eyes. And It is very sad to see an ummah like this. And I'm sorry, the reason why is rejecting the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have sat in meetings with some of the imams whom ISNA actually appointed to make that decision. And I told them, based on what are you condoning calculations? The analogy that they had, and I use the word analogy intentionally, that listen, we live in a non-Muslim country, and other faith were able to reserve certain days out of the year to be off. We, because of the moon sighting, we cannot see that. We cannot do that. It is not very comfortable for the Muslims. Also, people would like to take days off during Eid days, and as long as they cannot make a decision but the night before, it is not practical. That is the type of approach they have. Besides trying to manipulate the text to make the text actually serves that purpose. But the question that we have to ask ourselves as Muslims, do we have to accommodate the religion, or are we expecting the religion to accommodate us? Who's supposed to accommodate who? Our religion is called Islam. Submission. Is the religion required to submit to you, or you're supposed to come out of your comfort zone to submit to the religion? Which way? Who said that the religion is going to give you a comfy life? أنت عبد لله. The religion limits your looking. When you want to look at something, the religion tells you cannot look. Even so you want, but you cannot look. That is what Islam, submission, is all about. So you want to stretch the religion now to make it accommodate your excellency? It doesn't work this way with Islam. Inshallah, let me give you the evidence from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by the way, in no way I'm forcing you to follow this, or anybody who's listening to this to follow this. But this is ma adinullah bih. This is what I believe. But whether you still want to follow calculation or not, that's your call. But I will show you the evidence that there is no ground for misinterpretation whatsoever. Whatsoever. Once it comes to sighting the moon. Here is the first hadith. والحديث في الصحيحين من حديث عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says, and listen to this carefully, and I know as soon as I cite this hadith, a lot of you are going to develop already some second guesses, but I'll explain it. إن أمة أمية لا نكتب ولا نحسب الشهر هكذا. How many is this? 29 days, 3 times. 10, 20, this is 9, 29. الشهر هكذا أو أور هكذا. How many are those? 30. 29 or 30 days. We are a literate ummah. We do not use calculation. We do not use calculation. The meaning of the word illiterate here, ya ikhwah, means when you have a text, you must become illiterate. The concept of al-aql wal-naql. Al-naql اللي هو الايه؟ النصوص. When you have nusus, when you have a text, when you have a command, that aql cannot remove the command and it cannot be working instead of the text. Yes, you could use your mind to implement the text. Like, go ahead and find these glasses that can within the text. But you removing al-ru'ya, seeing totally from the deen, and you're saying we're going to follow calculation, and you already have a calendar for next 3-4 years, من قال هذا؟ هذا دين. This is a religion. They come to you and they say, well, you use the sun for the times to pray, don't you? Correct? They say that, which is true. The shade, the sun. But we have a text that tells us to use what? The sun. To calculate the times to pray. We have a text, Hadith Jibreel. When the shade of something equals. But we don't have no text. What we have here is you must sight the moon. You must look at the moon. And here it is. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في البخاري ومسلم says صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته فإن غم عليكم فعدوا الثلاثين. Oh. Fast when you see the moon, break fast when you see the new moon. طب what happened يا رسول الله if we cannot see it? Huh? What? Fast one more day. خلاص. أعطاك الحل. He giving you the solution or not? Giving you the solution. Fast one more day and begin the new month the following day. فإن غم عليكم. طب انت يعني you need another text clearer than this. How can you stretch the text to say this text talks about calculation? رؤيا سوموها لرؤيته رؤيا seeing. How can you take that word to calculation? That calculate. One of the interesting things that I found out maybe 2 years ago, that actually the they call them al-falakin, astronauts, something like that, astronomist, something like that, astronomist. If they use a different software, they can come up with a different day. If you use Windows, if you use Macintosh, if you use Apple, they call it what? Apple product computer. You could come up with different days for the month. So really, instead of us, instead of the simple man deciding his own month by looking, Bill Gates is going to decide the month for you. Huh? And I don't know who's the Macintosh guy, but Macintosh guy is going to decide the month. Which system do you follow? Macintosh. All right. Problem. Opens the doors for differing and... لا. رب العالمين يا إخوة wants you to connect with this universe. This universe is in a state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. القمر هذا in a state of submission. How beautiful it is to go and look, huh? to find where the moon is. But you relying on calculation and all of this is totally not in the يعني the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. طبعا هذا هو الحديث. صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته. فإن غم عليكم ها دوت فإن غم عليكم الشهر أو غم عليكم فعدوا 30 then complete the month 30 days. طبعا عندنا الإمام النووي رحمه الله يقول لا يجب مما يقتضيه حساب المنجم الصوم عليه أو على غيره. He's telling you if someone does calculation and he finds out that this is the beginning of the month, he does not have to fast. Imam al-Nawawi. Nor others. They should not fast. Because the fasting, the one thing that identifies the beginning of the month is the sighting of the moon. طيب. We have an issue here. Who or how many should side the moon in order for their testimony to be accepted? Basically, what you do in a state, let's say like Colorado, we tell the ummah, go out to the mountains and go out and see the moon. Well, someone will come back and say, I saw the moon. If one person comes back with that testimony, is that sufficient for you to begin the month? Or you must have two witnesses? هذا هو السؤال. طبعا في حديث ابن عمر, ابن عمر himself, he says, ترى الناس الهلال. One year, the people were commanded to go and look for the crescent, the moon. فأخبرت النبي أني رأيته. So I returned and I came back to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم and I said to him, O Messenger of Allah, I saw the moon. فصامه, he fasted, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم fasted, وأمر الناس بصيامه. And then he commanded the people to fast. طبعا في هذا الحديث يثبت رؤية إيه؟ One. This hadith يثبت, it indicates that one person. والحديث في مستدرك الحاكم وصححه ووافقه الذهبي. طيب, but we have another hadith which really brings contradiction to this, and also حديث ابن عمر في سنن الإمام النسائي ومسند الإمام أحمد. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته. Fast when you see the crescent, the moon. Break fast when you see the crescent of شوال. فإن غم عليكم فأكملوا 30. If you cannot see it, then complete 30 days. فإن شهد شاهدان فصوموا وأفطروا. If to what? Witnesses. وفي رواية شاهدان مسلمان. To Muslim witnesses. So Ibn Umar said what? By myself. I came and I reported. And Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ برأيي وصام وصوم الناس. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم took my shahada and he fasted and he commanded the people to fast. Meanwhile, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here, he says that you must have two Muslim witnesses who testify that the moon was sighted. How do you put the two together? The people of hadith says the hadith Ibn Umar, the first one, does not indicate that the Prophet maybe did not ask someone else. It is possible that the Prophet ﷺ asked someone else. Therefore, based on this, the majority of the jurists
أجمع العلماء، وهذا قول ابن عبد البر رحمه الله، أجمع علماء الأمة، the jurists of the ummah have consensus، على أنه لا يقبل في شهادة شوال في الفطر إلا رجلان عدلان. You must have two witnesses to break the fast, the beginning of the month of what? شوال. واختلفوا في هلال رمضان. And they said regarding هلال رمضان, the beginning of the month. And here is the overall views. الرأي الأول, the first view, رأي أبي حنيفة رحمه الله. He says, يكفي في هلال رمضان شهادة رجل عدل إذا كان في السماء علة. This view is out of this world. The view of Abi Hanifa. Just listen to what Abi Hanifa, ya ikhwa, fiqhuhu. His understanding of the text is out of this world. Listen to this. It is sufficient once it comes to the beginning of the month of Ramadan that you have one witness, but with one condition. في غمامة في السماء. There are clouds. Seeing the crescent is not easy. There is smoke. But if it is clear, then he says what? No, we need one more. Go look for it. Because there is nothing that hinder you from what? Seeing it. He conditioned it to what now? The condition of what? السماء, the heaven. الإمام مالك insisted that two witnesses, بنص الحديث, أخذ بالحديث بتاع ابن عمر في النسائي, اللي هو إيه, شاهداني مسلماني. الشافعي تأرجح, يعني الإمام الشافعي بين هذا, يعني ما أقوال الشافعية في القضية كثيرة جدا. The views of the أصحاب الشافعي, the students of الشافعي are many in this issue. والقول الفصل, يعني the best of the opinions is رأي الإمام مالك رحمه الله. Because of إيه? Because of the hadith. But if you want to apply the issue of الإمام, يعني الإمام مالك والإمام أبي الإمام مالك وأبي حنيفة, they differ in what? The condition of what? يعني أبي حنيفة تكلم يعني he said two witnesses based on the hadith too. But he said if somebody comes to you and tells you that I saw the moon when it's difficult to look for it, how are you going to send the rest of the people to go find it? فهم? Do you understand why he said that? طيب, واحد يقول لي somebody may say, طب how you gonna accept this guy, this person? How do you know that he's not lying? And this is, by the way, one of the argument that the people who follow calculation they use. They say what? We want to confirm الرؤية. طيب, يعني it's an innocent statement, but it's a guilty statement. Why? لأن الأصل في المسلم سلامة الذمة أو براءة الذمة. By default, يا إخوة, المسلم tells the truth. Now, if you want to say that I want to reconfirm, that means you're doubting what? Then you come to me and you tell me I saw the moon. I'm saying to my brother, you're lying. لأن الأصل في المسلم إيه? By default, a Muslim should tell what? Tell the truth. طيب. We have an issue here that is so important and interesting, which is حكم من رأى الهلال وحده. Somebody, and this is really ideal to the fact that if you live in a community where they are insisting in calculation, and you want to go by the sighting of the moon, what are you going to do? Or you went and looked for the moon and you came and told everybody and nobody believed you, and they are not fasting tomorrow, but you saw the moon. أنت رأيت القمر يعني you saw it but nobody believes come on man go away what should you do الرأي الأول the first view أن يصوم إذا رأى هلال رمضان ويفطر لهلال شوال سرا that he fasts but secretly don't come and say I'm fasting because I saw the moon you guys are bad and I'm wrong لا لا تفعل لا تفعل this applies also to somebody who ends up in a community that follows calculation and he's following for example the moon sighting that been sighted in another part of the world okay you can go ahead and fast but don't create fitna don't divide the ummah don't divide the congregation you can go ahead and fast in secret and alhamdulillah fasting is a ritual that you do not have to disclose it You do not have to. Just keep it between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And break fast if you have to between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the ideal thing to do. The second view is the view of Imam Abi Hanifa wa Malik. And the famous view of Imam Ahmad. That يَصُومُ بِرُؤْيَتِهِ وَلَا يُفْطِرُ إِلَّا مَعَ النَّاسِ He fasts according to what he saw, but he does not break fast but with the people. Lay. Why? Because break fast there is what? Al-Eid. Yani it is okay to fast a day when they are not fasting because... But the day of Al-Eid, if you're missing, if you're not munching with them, they are going to ask you what is wrong. Huh? What is wrong? So Abi Hanifa wa Malik wa the view of Ahmad rahimallahu al-jami' they say that this person begins fasting based on his ru'ya but he does not break fast but with the rest of the congregation. Al-ra'yu al-thalith la ya'malu bi ru'yatihi he does not act upon his ru'ya rather he should follow the masses. The crowd يعني وهذا رأي حقيقة يعني فيه نظر وهو اختيار شيخ الإسلام and this is what شيخ الإسلام مين شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية do you know why they called him شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية هذا in any field الإسلام حديث يصحح ويضعف فقه Tafsir, any field, you normally find a scholar excelling in one field. Al-fiqh, مثلاً, أو التفسير, الحديث, فقه الحديث أو صنعة الحديث, تخريج وهكذا. But Ibn Taymiyyah, اقرأ الفتاوى, مجموع الفتاوى. All type. وذلك they call him شيخ الإسلام. He based this in a hadith في صحيح أبي داود. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم says صومكم يوم تصومون وفطركم يوم تفطرون. Your fasting day is the day when everybody fasts and the breakfast is the day when everybody breaks fast. So based on this, he said, لا يأخذ برؤيته, but نحن نرجح, we go with the view that says that you should do, we go with the view of Abi Hanifa and Malik, that you should do, I mean, I go with that, but if you want to go with Ibn Taymiyyah, hey, it's your call, I'm not forcing anybody, but this is يعني, more, because you saw them, when, because Abu Hanifa and Malik, they said because of the verse, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ الشَّهْرَ فَلْ طب يعني هذا الكلام If you see it, you must do what? You must fast. هذا نص
إذا أنه يعني يصوم فلا 31
يصوم يعني he could end up fasting yes 31 days حتى يفطر مع الناس, in order for him to break fast with the people. Again, the concept of unity. If you go and break fast by yourself or fast the day of Eid, is going to show this unity in the ummah. Ya ikhwa Allah, ana I saw with my own eyes the same family in Maryland. One family is fasting today and the other family is having the Eid. And we're talking about close, like children. For the father calls the children, okay, you're going to come. They are celebrating today's Eid. Can you come for Eid today? No, father, we're fasting today. وهذا يوم إيه؟ مفروض إيه؟ This is a day when you what? الوصال, صلة الرحم, وهكذا. طيب. Another issue that is very important as well, which is وحدة المطالع, اختلاف المطالع. يعني هذا الكلام. If we live in America, and someone sees the moon in another part of the world, should we follow them? Or we must sight the moon in America? Or we must sight the moon in Denver? Or, I mean, let's go in a smaller scale. If people see the moon in Washington, D.C., should we follow them or should we, or must we get the moon here? What?
Huh?
طب خلينا الأول حققنا المسألة الأولى, right? المسألة الأولى حققت, اللي هو إيه؟ الكالكوليشن ضد الإيه؟ الحساب الفلكي ضد الرؤية. خلاص هذه خلصناها. طيب المعتمد الإيه؟ ها؟ طيب إحنا the first issue we settled it, right? اللي هي الإيه؟ moon sighting versus what? Calculation. Which one based on the text? Moon sighting. You don't have to say it if you're not convinced, okay? So which one should we go for? You don't have to say it, I said. Which one should we go for? Moon sighting. Here you go. طيب. Let's deal with the other issue, which is وحدة المطالع واختلاف المطالع. Like I said, with the first one, that calculation has no space whatsoever because of the text. I tell you the second issue is both are accepted. ولكن الأولى اللي هو إيه؟ وحدة. But we should go for what? The unity of the Ummah. And the unity of the Ummah will not take place unless we unify on the beginning and the last day of Ramadan. For the one thing that will achieve this for us is هو إيه؟ اختلاف وحدة المطالع, not اختلاف المطالع. But let me show you the evidence for both. طبعا the evidence for the unity of, they call وحدة المطالع unity of what? Of one moon sighting. Let's say universal moon sighting. Okay. وحدة المطالع. And the other one is what? Individual moon sighting. Local moon sighting. Here you go. So universal and local. Both views are supported. ولكن نرجح. But we still believe, or the jurists, they still believe that the universal moon sighting is the closest to the truth. طيب. Let me give you the evidence. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إذا رأيتموه فصوموا. صوموا. Who here goes to who? Who? صوموا. Everybody. Not Denver people. صوموا ده الأم لرؤيتي. هذا هو النص بالنسبة للرأي الأول. صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته، الخطاب لجميع المسلمين، وهو الأولى لأنه يؤدي إلى وحدة المسلمين. الله سبحانه، the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith is addressing all of the Muslims. طيب، I'm gonna narrate to you the other view, and I'm gonna cite to you يعني سأروي عليكم حديث كريب معروف. That's the only hadith that is used for this. But I tell you in hadith Quraib, in that hadith, I can prove to you that universal moon sighting is what needs to be adopted, and there is a justification in hadith Quraib. I'm going to narrate to you the story and then we'll go over it. Quraib هذا مولى ابن عباس, one of the students and the people who work for Abdullah ibn Abbas. And here is what he said. قدمت الشام. Ibn Abbas, where is Ibn Abbas? فين Ibn Abbas? فين? في المدينة. He said, I traveled to الشام. فين الشام يا إخوة? The greater Syria. Damascus والمنطقة هذه وفلسطين. واستهل علي هلال رمضان. So I was in Syria or in Palestine, let's say this, Jerusalem, القدس. And the moon sighting for Ramadan was done. وأنا بالشام, while I was there, he said this, فرأينا الهلال ليلة الجمعة. So we saw the moon the night of Friday. زي الليلة هذه كده. This is the night of what? هذه ليلة الإيه؟ So Ramadan began what day? الجمعة. طيب. ثم قدمت المدينة. Then I traveled from الشام to مدينة في آخر الشهر. Long distance. Long distance. So he was in Sham the beginning of the month and he arrived Medina the end of the month. Huh? You're getting it or no? Ah. شوف. فسألني ابن عباس. عبد الله ابن عباس asked me, متى رأيتم الهلال? When did you see the moon for Ramadan? قلت, I said, رأيناه ليلة الجمعة. We saw him Friday night. فقال ونحن رأيناه ليلة السبت. But we saw it here in Medina the night of what? Saturday. So there is what? Huh? One day. Then I said to him, ألا تكتفي برؤية معاوية وصيامه? Shouldn't you take the sighting of Muawiyah and his fast? فقال لا هكذا أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said no, because this is what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded us to do. هذا الحديث يثبت إيه؟ اختلاف الإيه؟ This hadith is an evidence that if you want to sight the moon in Denver and fast accordingly, you have the right to. But as I said, in this hadith, the reason why, because of the communication. You saw the moon in Sham, night of Friday, but you had a hard time communicating this message to Medina at the same time. It reached when? The end of the month. But now, with the internet, with the TV, with all of these means of communicating a message, you can unify the ummah. You can keep the ummah one body, and you can follow a universal moon sighting. But with one condition. that they share a portion of the night. Like America and the Middle East or Pakistan, they share what? Even if it is a few minutes of the night. But if it is two, like 2 days apart, لا. Like 2 days there and what? لا. Then you have to go with what? With the local moon site. So this is the issue of moon sighting in brief. And بفضل الله تعالى, يعني, like I mentioned before, in our community, we don't have an issue with this. But I'm pretty positive that some of you may have heard about issues in other communities because of the concept of calculation versus moon sighting and how it does divide the ummah. Inshallah, we'll open the floor for questions. We still have maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes. So go ahead and ask your questions. There is still one more issue of fiqh al-sawm that we want to address, which is Salatul Taraweeh, and how it does also cause fitna in communities when the imam decides that we're going to pray 8 rak'ahs instead of 20, and which one should we do? And if you believe that you should do this one, what should you do? Again, not to create fitna. Also, when I talk about al-witr wal-qunut fil witr, inshallah, and we will do this bi-idhnillahi ta'ala Saturday after Fajr. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, if you're interested, come and join in. Because Saturday, by the way, could be the night, Sunday. Sunday night, which is Saturday, could be the first Taraweeh. So maybe if you need to already train yourselves to be regular at Fajr, Saturday would be a good day to begin, and we'll explain Salatul Taraweeh and the number of rak'ahs, and also the issue of al-witr and al-qunut fi al-witr, inshallah. طيب, questions, تفضل.
ما قول ابن عباس لما فرغ مولاه ان معاويه ان اسامه شعبان فامر الناس بالصيام فقال له الا تكتفي فقال لا
ما قول قال هكذا امرنا رسول الله هذا هو النص our brother is يعني stressing the statement that Abdullah ibn Abbas used, which is the statement that actually the scholars who go for اختلاف المطالع local moon sighting use that word. يعني that statement that he made, هكذا أمرنا رسول الله, is the ground in which they said that every town must side the moon. But comes in the other end of this is المصلحة, المصالح المرسلة, وأيضا النصوص, صوموا, صوموا plural, والمصلحة المرسلة اللي هي الايه, وحدة المسلمين. ولذلك that is why we said at the very beginning that both views have ground, ولكن نرجح, this is what we say, مصلحة المسلمين, المصلحة المرسلة. ولكن إذا صمت, if you fast because you sighted the moon locally, you're right. بسبب هذه بسبب هذا التعليق من ابن عباس, هكذا أمرنا رسول الله. فضل. كم اليوم؟ أظنه 28 اليوم, نعم. 27 اليوم. نعم. 28 غدا و29 اللي هو ايه السبت. طيب other questions؟ تفضل يا مختار. ماهر what is that؟ You're asking about our community here? Okay, our brother is asking about praying Eid together. I just want to give you the glad tiding that the brothers, as a matter of fact, in the Shura and in the executive board, they are actually working on this. So, inshallah, we don't want to confirm anything, but when we have, I think the only issue we have is the location. Again, having to book one place 2 days, whether they are available or not, and will give you a good deal or not. So, but inshallah, as soon as we get a final confirmation, but actually they are working on this right now, we'll share the news with the community, inshallah. Faddal ya Salih. طبعا the issue of the day of Arafah is a different issue because this falls within the month of Dhul Hijjah. I would not personally say that let's follow that country because we know also a lot of Muslim countries these days are a sultan got into the religious authority in the country. A sultan means here what? The power, the people who are ruling the country. And yani subhanallah, for example, like I remember this time in Egypt, Egypt was fasting and Libya was not fasting. Huh? طب مشكلة طب إيه الفرق بين مصر وليبيا؟ What is it? I mean, is because the issue also has to do with the religious authority. That here you are the president of Egypt, not you, Saleh. You know what happens to the president of Egypt, right? You know what happened to him, right? Okay. And then your people are following Saudi Arabia. You're losing ground. And the same exact thing for Pakistan. Lil Pakistan, they go always one day before, one day after. Because they want to what? To maintain their authority over their people. So the issue has to do with what? Religious authority. إن أنت زي أنت في بلد زي مصر مثلا والشعب بتاعك بيتبع السعودية. عيب. يقول لك عيب. شايف التفكير تفكير عقيم aberrant thinking unfortunately in the ummah. So you saying let's follow this particular country, I would not promote that. I would rather check and see which country the religious authority are possessing more freedom once it comes to their decision making. And this is that the country that you should go for. Which one? I would not say which one. But you really have, there are some Muslim countries. I highly recommend United Arab Emirates. I think they do not interfere whole a lot with the decisions of their scholars there. Bahrain maybe. I think also they have some sort of the religious authority. You see, right now in the Muslim countries, you have sultan, directors, Huh? And you have the religious figure, اللي هو المفتي. العالم أو المفتي. السلطان أحيانا tells the عالم what to say. I want to fast this day. والعالم يقول لك إيه؟ شغال يا ريس. شفنا الأمر. We saw the moon last night يا ريس. It's over. It's done. هكذا. فمشكلة. ف you cannot say okay let me follow this country. You can't say that. You have to really look into the scholar and the mufti in this country. Is he independent or not? Is he given his authority? Is he practicing his authority or not? I think that's the variable that you need to base your call upon. Adhan. Adhan, وبعدين we'll take your question. We'll make it the last question. What about that? بعد الأذان. أين السائل؟ تفضل.
أنا سؤالي يكون عن هنا في كثير من العاملين في مواقع مختلفة دائما لهم من الشعر العربي مقاطعتهم وإلا يعني استماعنا العربيين في الرمضان وهؤلاء ما يتصل بأهلهم أو لمن لا علم لهم بالشهادة وربما يفوت لهم يوم واحد من رمضان ماذا يكون هذا؟
Our brother is asking a very good question. As a matter of fact, a lot of Muslims, because they you know, the knowledge of the lunar calendar is not there, or in a way they cannot find out whether the month will begin tomorrow or not. And in the process of finding out, they may actually end up missing one day of Ramadan. طبعا يعني هذا يعني إن دل فإنما يدل على ضعف الإيمان. If this is يعني that statement, it's an indication of weakness of faith. لأن المسلم, a Muslim should be keen on and looking forward to adhering. And الوقت, تحديد الوقت, identifying the beginning of the month is something that you should be aware of ahead of time. يعني when you see or sense that today is the 25th or the 26th of Sha'ban, You need already to tune yourself. يعني لما تجد النهاردة 25 26 شعبان تفهم إنجليزي ولا عربي فقط؟ إنجليزي؟
عربي.
طيب يعني لما يأتي الشهر 25 26 ها مفروض من هذا التاريخ تبدأ تعد. النهاردة 27 بكرة 28 ها النهاردة 29 طيب بكرة رمضان ولا لا؟ هذا دليل لأن هذا الشهر شعيرة من شعائر الله. A ritual from the rituals of Allah. أن رب العالمين يقول ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. And whoever honors the rituals of Allah is a sign of righteousness. What other honoring that you are trying to find out when the beginning of the month is? But to answer a question, they have to make up the day. They have to make up that day that they missed. As simple as that. All right? جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.